Mana, tell me a bit more about it.
Yeah, so I guess my alter ego side of me, as well as playing netball, have a really, really big passion for coaching. It's what I do every day of my life. So I kind of just decided maybe about a year ago, there's a real niche in the market, although there are a billion and one different netball camps out there. There's not really that much for girls who are, I guess, already in a county academy or working in a hub of a franchise, but have not quite made it into a program yet. And, you know, I came through the system myself. I'm a product that it works. And luckily enough, someone gave me a shot when I was really young. So I'm just hoping to instill that in the younger generation now.
Is that why you felt it was a good time now?
Yeah, I guess that there's never really a good time, to be honest. I mean, my life is crazy hectic. As I say, I work full time. I train umpteen hours a week. I also coach at one of the Surrey Storm hubs. So I'm definitely not short of work. And, you know, time is very precious. But if it's not now, then when, I guess. And it was like, I'm kind of at the stage now in my career where I want to keep pushing on, and I have different ambitions, and, you know, I want to be in and around this league for the next sort of 8 years to 10 years if I can stay fit and stay in favour. But I also feel like I have a bit of a talent for coaching, and I want to just try and use that as much as I possibly can.
It doesn't matter what level of the game an individual player might be at. I mean, even at Super League, you've had some of the game's best. Who has that effect on you to some extent today still?
Oh God, that's a really one. Difficult question. I think from a really young age, one of the main coaches that stood out in my mind, she was my regional academy coach, and that would be a lady called Jo Munyon, or she's now known as Jo Webb. And she was just unbelievable in the way that she made you work for every little bit of gratitude. You know, you had to work so hard in her sessions, and she was a real taskmaster, but, you know, she taught you the value of hard work, and you don't have to be the most skillful or the fittest netball player, although that helps, but you just have to be the hardest worker and play with some heart. And I guess that's really, really resonated with me. I've been lucky enough to be coached by some amazing women, Amanda Newton, Danny Titmus, Tamsin, Karen Atkinson, all of which have instilled in me a kind of a belief in myself, and one that I really want to give to the younger generation.
You'd be hoping as well that somebody comes along to one of your first camps and there's that inspiration there from day one, and they get that bug of learning and improving their game.
Yeah, I mean, look, like when I was younger and I first started playing netball, I played for a club, and a lady played for one of the older age groups, and her name was Monique Wood, and she was a Super League netball player at the time for Hertfordshire Mavericks. And I used to remember every time she came to training and she'd walk past me, I'd look at her and like lose my breath and be like, oh my God, mum, like, how do I be her? How do I get to her one day? And that's all I ever wanted to do ever since I saw her. And I'm really, really lucky to get to say I can do that now. And I guess if I have one girl that has that moment when they look at me, then I feel like I've completed it.
Yeah. What kind of things will you be covering on the day?
Yeah, I guess to start off with, they're going to be a bit specific in terms of the way that they're split. So there's obviously an attacking session in the morning and a more defensive session in the afternoon. And look, to anyone that I coach, any sessions that I coach now, I always say to girls, it's not my job as a coach to tell you that you're wrong. And I actually believe that there are very, very few things netballers can do on the court that are actually categorically wrong. Everything else other than that, there's just a smarter way that you could have gone about your business. And some of the best players this world have to offer don't beat people with their speed or change of direction. They beat them with their brain. You know, they're thinking netballers. They can think on their feet. They can adapt to each situation. They know what every single instance requires. And I'm learning that now as a 24-year-old, 8-year seasoned pro in the Super League. But imagine if I learned that when I was 13, how brilliant I would be now. So I guess my philosophy is to try and create a thinking netballer rather than just telling them what to do as their coach.
The first one is taking place on the 30th of August in Dartford. I think the best option is to follow you on Twitter now to find out more.
Yeah, I have a Twitter page that's at Academy Mickey, so they can follow me on there. They can also follow my own personal Twitter, which is Mickey Austin, and everything will be linked between the two of them, or basically on any social media platform. And then upcoming dates for various other camps and other locations, because I'm looking to branch out in a fair few locations across the country.
And knowing you, you'll have plans already in place and just ready to get this one out the way and then see how things go.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm just trying to hit locations that there really is a want for something like what I'm offering. You know, there are some places across the country that don't really get any elite exposure to coaching. So Kent is kind of one of them, Dorset another. So I definitely have big ambitions to spread my Netball Academy as far as I can.